105 Drive with Harry Corry. For great home furnishings at low prices, Harry Corry is right up your street. Stores province-wide and at harrycorry.com.
Oh yes, Johnny Hero here on U105 here until 7 this evening. Glad to say special guest Ben Glover has arrived. Let's have a wee listen. Brilliant. Ben Glover, and that's from the album Atlantic. Is that a new single, Ben?
It is.
Too Long Gone. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very haunting. I love the backing vocals and all of that. Just a very nice sound to it, you know?
Yeah, there's a real kind of mood on that track. And there's darkness to it, but it, you know, rocks a bit as well. So if you can kind of get the mood along with the rock, Johnny, you're...
Yeah. No, it sounds brilliant. You and I were talking off air about... the sort of predicament a lot of artists find themselves in now. You're releasing albums, but the albums don't necessarily sell. So do they act now basically as an invite to come and see me perform? Is it nearly like that?
Pretty much. Your album is your calling card for your live shows now, you know. It's just hard to sell records in shops. I mean, thankfully, we can still sell records at gigs, and I do sell records at gigs. Yeah. But the days of expecting to sell albums in HMV or any of the high street stores, or you know, they're over. So, and you know, we're also working in this world where you've got streaming services like Spotify, and where the music is out there and people can download it for free, and that's great because it brings awareness to your music. But
I don't use those. If I want to hear something, I buy it. Honestly.
You know, I'm actually the same. Because I like to build up a relationship with the artist, you know, listening relationship. And I find on the streaming sites you can't do that because it's just kind of, it's too disposable.
Yeah.
But if you have an album, you put it in your car, you listen to it 4 or 5 times, you start to know what the artist is about. Whereas, you know, if you're sitting on one of these streaming sites, it's hard for me to engage.
I don't. If I like the sound of something, I buy it. And then, oh, I like that song, I'm going to try their album now, buy the album. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then I'm in a minority. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that, as we were saying, like the old model of the music industry now, it's completely disappeared, you know. And as an independent artist, you have to continually think of creative ways of how do I get the money together to make this record, how then to go out and tour it. And I mean, so the whole, you know, trying to get a record deal, that's the only way to do it, that's gone.
Yeah.
And the upshot of that, though, is positive because it means that everybody does have a shot at getting the records out there. But it just means that a lot of people put records out. And to make yourself heard, it's challenging.
Yeah. So tell us about the album. The theme, Atlantic. Is this to do with you sort of currently hopping over said Atlantic to do gigs? I mean, you're playing gigs in the States, you're playing gigs here constantly, basically.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we made the record in my living room of a house in Donegal last October. Yeah. I wanted to try something completely different, so I wanted to go to the recording studio. And my mother's from Inishowen up in Donegal. So we had a house up there for about 40 years. Spent all my summers. That's where I started gigging in the bars when I was like 15, 16. Always felt a really strong connection. Loved that area. And I thought, you know what? I'd love to make a record in the living room of this house. So last October, I brought two of the boys who I play music with in the States regularly. And I brought two of my closest friends here, Matt McGinn and Colin McLean.
Yeah.
And the five of us got together for 10 days in Ballyliffin. Sat in a circle, made the record live.
It doesn't sound like you had to make many concessions with quality, considering it was done in a living room.
We had a nice Pro Tools setup, nice microphones, and the boys knew what they were doing, engineering-wise. It doesn't feel like a compromised record sound-wise. We took it back to Nashville and we mixed it over there, but it was, gotta say, Johnny, it was one of the best experiences I've had, just to sit in the living room for 10 days with your mates and make music.
And you're looking, out over the sea and all there.
Looking
lovely.
Out over the sea, like
brilliant.
The album cover, that's Ballyliffin Beach. That's what we were looking at every day.
Oh, that's super.
So, you know, we were looking at the Atlantic every day. And also, as you say, I'm bouncing back and forth over the Atlantic over the past few years. So it felt like I wanted to kind of bridge my two worlds, you know, what I was living in America and what I'm living here.
Yeah.
And I feel that I did that with this record.
I mean, it does. It sounds terrific. I mean, I was having a skim through it earlier on. It sounds brilliant. Is it stupid to ask you if you think it's the best thing you've done, or is any artist always going to say my latest is my best?
I can say that with my hand in my heart, that is my best record. I just know in every way, song writing, performance wise. It is my best work by far, and thankfully a lot of the reaction from people who know my music, they're saying the same thing. And honestly, John, I think that came from me stepping outside of the world of the studio into a place that I was really comfortable in and able to strip away all the pretense and try and just make the most honest record that I could, and I was able to do that in my living room. So I know it's my best work, and I'm very proud of this record.
Oh, you took the photos as well?
I did.
Very good.
Yeah,
I would be into photos and all now, you know. Very good.
Yeah,
like
so
that, yes.
Took the Ballyliffin Beach.
Ka-ching.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a CD, but they're buying the album cover. It's a lovely photograph.
You know what? As long as they've had tenor for it, I don't care what they're buying it for.
Listen, very quickly, I know you've been touring with Gretchen Peters and a lot of people who, you know, are quite well known in the States and that. Has that changed the way you've approached how you record or how you write?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for this record, I wrote three of the songs with Gretchen, and three of the songs with Mary, and Gretchen is a vocalist in this record as well. So getting to write with great writers, definitely, it ups your game, you know. And so on the songwriting level, I'm learning an awful lot from working with those great artists. And I find, especially with Gretchen and Mary, what they're great at in the songwriting process is getting right to the core of what needs to be said in the song.
Yeah.
And so definitely, you know, when you're around great, it's like anything, if you're around very talented people, you know, it rubs off. In theory.
Listen, I've talked to people in here all the time. I can tell you it doesn't rub off. You want to sing us a song?
Yeah, I'll do one. This is from the record. This is called Sing a Song, Boys.
Sing a song, boys. Sing a song, boys. I'm coming home. Sing a song, boys. Sing a song, boys. I won't be long. Storm is passing. Waters calm. Sing a song, boys, sing a song. I'm coming home. Oh, my sister, I'm coming home. Oh, my sister, I won't be long. Hold you up in my arms. Oh, my sister. Oh, my sister, I'm coming home. Lay me down upon the shore. Bury me in hallowed soil. We'll be together, we'll be together. I'm coming home. We'll be together, we'll be together. I won't be long. Let the fire burn into the dawn. We'll be together, we'll be together. I'm coming home. So lay me down upon the shore. Bury me in hallowed soil. No more tears, ma, no more tears, ma, I'm coming home. No more worries, da, no more worries, da, I won't be long. Children laughing, birds have flown. No more tears, ma, no more tears, ma, I'm coming home. I'm coming home, boys, sing a song, boys, I'm coming home. I sing a song, boys, sing a song, boys, I'm coming home. Let the fire burn into the dawn. I'm sing a song, boys, sing a song, I'm coming home.
Brilliant, Ben, that's terrific. So what about the gigs? Where are you?
The gigs, Donny, this week we're in the Flowerfield Arts Centre in Port Stewart on Thursday night, and then on Friday night we're in Belfast in the Ulster Museum. And the tickets for the Ulster Museum gig can be got via No Alibis Bookshop in Belfast. So looking forward immensely to both of those gigs.
And then 11th of October, Ballyliffin Hotel.
Yeah, so anybody wants a little weekend away in Ballyliffin, check into the hotel for the night. The gig's on the Saturday night. Check into the hotel and have a mega weekend off it.
Sounds great. Ben, thanks a lot, mate. Good luck.
Cheers, Johnny. Thank you.